Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I'm Shelley Ann Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. Today I have in studio Ms. Janice McLeod, Chief Marketing Officer for Project Agro. She'll be talking to us about an innovative product that will use technology to market and sell agricultural produce. What is Project Agro and why was it conceptualized?
Project Agro was conceptualized over Startup Weekend, which was in October of last year. It just came up as an idea for a competition, but then when we worked together on the idea itself, we saw its viability and how it would actually be really useful and needed in the Jamaican market.
How do you envision that the launch of this digital agriculture clearinghouse will transform or improve the way local farmers do business?
The way we envision the company evolving is that in many cases, farmers will grow produce like tomatoes and they'll be in the field and they rot. And then somewhere a couple parishes down, somebody's there bawling for tomatoes. So what we hope to do is to ensure that there's no noise in the market so that if you want something, you can get it or you can know who's going to produce it so that farmers won't waste their money farming things that people won't buy and we won't have to import things which are actually in the island.
So farmers will be trading within Jamaica or yes. Outside of Jamaica?
Initially, we will be starting with Jamaica, but we do have linkages with other Caribbean islands. So as soon as we've worked out all of the kinks, we will actually be working to export produce to other islands.
So you're now in the pilot phase. How many farmers are currently registered with Project Agro?
Currently, we have 25 farmers in our first phase, but in our other phases, we will then ramp up until we get to about 75.
And do you know what parishes they're from? What kind of produce they have available?
Yes, we have them from several parishes. We have some in St. Catherine, all the way back to St. Mary. And they have varying crops from cash crops such as callaloo, tomatoes, peppers, bananas, almost anything that you can think of, they grow it.
How can new farmers become a part of this very innovative initiative?
If you want to become a part of our initiative, you can visit our website, which is www.agrocentral.co.
Okay, are there other organizations that are assisting your team in creating the linkages between the farmers and yourself in terms of getting them involved?
We're currently in talks with RADA to actually help us, and hopefully they will be coming on board to aid us in the development and deployment of this program.
How will buyers access the platform and navigate to locate produce and farmers, specifically those buyers that are outside of Jamaica?
For the buyers outside of Jamaica, they can use our website. But the innovative nature of our website is that you can actually use your regular peanut phone to interact with the website. So if you are a small farmer and you do not know how to use a computer, as long as you know how to send a text message, you can use our website and you can use our service.
So a farmer in St. Mary sends a text to say, these are the produce I have, this is how much it will cost. What happens after that?
We first vet the text message to ensure that it actually makes sense and that the farmer is actually saying what he means. Then we post it to the website. After it's posted to the website, then a prospective buyer can come on the site, see it, and then contact them, and then the trade can occur.
So the buyer will contact the farmer directly?
Yes.
When you upload the information to the website, you upload also the contact details of the farmer,
yes.
His profile.
Yes.
So the buyer who goes on the website will see all the details that they need.
What happens is that the farmer, based on his phone number, he would then have a profile. And on that profile, it would say the crops that he grows, where he's located. And we're also going to put in a feature where after each transaction, the farmer is rated to ensure that this farmer is giving the highest quality produce at all times. So you can know what to expect from this farmer in terms of delivery times and the quality of goods that he delivers.
Well, this seems to be a very good idea. And the Exim Bank supports any initiative that creates a link between the producers, the exporters, the manufacturers, whomever they are, and the buyers. Because the whole idea is to get demand for the product so that they're producing more and they're selling more. So we're very supportive of this initiative. That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website for more information at eximbankja.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you for joining us.
Exim Bank JA was a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica.